Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to talk about a couple of different topics. And first of all, I want to talk about my planned expansion of my empire. Now, everybody knows I've got this radio show, and you can find me on Twitter at Diamond1980. And you can actually follow the show on Twitter at MattChat2. And starting either late tonight or tomorrow, you can find me on YouTube. I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel where I will be talking about professional wrestling and mostly just professional wrestling. I may come up with other topics to discuss other than professional wrestling, but it will mostly be professional wrestling, because that is what my brand is built around, is professional wrestling. And in that vein, I want to talk about tomorrow night. Now, I mentioned this last night, but I'm going to mention it again tonight. Tomorrow night, right here, 10:30. Live on Matt Chat, I will be joined by two guys who, like I said last night, I don't consider friends, I consider brothers. The Militant Marvel, Mark Magnum, and his Top Guns tag team partner, Ryan Michaels, who will be doing battle one-on-one this Saturday in a contract match at Battle on the Border Wrestling in Harrison, Ohio, at the VFW Hall. It is a pre-show match, so you have to have a VIP ticket to get in to see the match. I've never been to a Battle on the Border show. I know, I would say, 75% of their roster, and they have a stacked roster. So I can't imagine them having a bad show. So if you are in the Harrison, Ohio area, be sure to check out Battle on the Border Wrestling this Saturday night. The VFW Hall. But hey, if you just want to check out the pre-show match, do that, because I can guarantee that match for a Battle on the Border contract will be one hell of a match. And like I said, tomorrow night, the Militant Marvel, Mark Magnum, and Ryan Michaels will be my guests to talk about that match. You know, I was hoping to have a guest tonight. I reached out to an old friend of mine who's been on the show before, but he never replied to my message, so I wasn't able to get him on the show. But I'm hoping one of these days soon I will have Hollywood Bobby Olson be back on the show. There's a lot of rumors, a lot of talk about his career maybe coming to an end, and I want to have the man himself on the air to talk about that. And if it truly is, if it is true, then I want to be one of his last interviews, because I have a tremendous amount of respect for Hollywood Bobby Olsen. We haven't always seen eye to eye. We've been across the ring from each other. Well, actually, just once. And he got the better of me. Although, actually, I think my team got the better of his team. But like I said, I like Bobby. I've got a tremendous amount of respect for him. And if his career truly is over at ringside, then I want to get that one final interview in and talk about his career and show him the respect that he deserves, because, like I said, he deserves all the respect in the world, and I give him a lot of credit for me. I know he, like myself, credits Bobby the Brain Heenan as a major influence, and I honestly credit Hollywood Bobby Olsen as a major influence in my career. And that's not me kissing ass. That is me being 100% real. But I want to talk a little bit about tonight on SmackDown. Tonight on SmackDown, we saw the furthering of the Becky Lynch-Charlotte Flair feud. And I don't care what Becky Lynch does. The WWE is not going to get the fans to boo her. I saw somebody say that she could slap babies and fans would cheer her, and honestly, I don't think that's far from the truth. I saw that comment on Twitter, and like I just said, I don't think that's far from the truth. I think she could slap babies and still get cheered for it. WWE Universe has waited 2 years for Becky Lynch to become champion again, and now that she is, the WWE Universe is solidly behind her, and it's going to take an act of God to get them out from behind her. So, and I want to talk about the pairing of Asuka and Naomi. I get it. They're probably the only two women who don't have a storyline right now, so putting them together and having them face the Iconics is a good way to fix that, but there's something about that pairing of Asuka and Naomi that just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't work for me. Now, I could be in the minority on that one, but it really doesn't work for me. I think it's forced. I don't know that they're going to work well together. I could be wrong. But I think they are better as singles competitors. I mean, I think they got rid of Naomi's former Funkadactyl partner, Cameron, because they knew Naomi was the shining star there. And Cameron was not stuff on her wrestling ability anyway. And it just, I think Naomi has proven herself as a singles competitor, and she does not need a tag team partner to help her career at all. I think actually having a tag team partner will hinder her career more than anything. The thing that I missed about SmackDown tonight, which there were some great matches on SmackDown, the one thing that wasn't on SmackDown that I was completely disappointed by was there was no R-Truth and Carmella. Now, I think those two as a pair are excellent. I think that was an excellent way to get Carmella back over as a babyface. And I think that pairing is to tell the truth, I think that pairing is money. And yes, that was an intentional pun. I had to do it. But like I said, I think that pairing is going to be gold. So I can't wait to see what they do with that pairing. If they keep them together beyond the mixed match challenge, or if they split them up immediately after. I think if they split them up immediately after, it's a mistake. I think if they keep them together, I think it's going to be a great thing. But also, I think the decision to end the Aiden English-Rusev pairing, affectionately known as Rusev Day, was a mistake. I think they were the most over team in WWE right now. And I think splitting them up was a bad idea. I think a lot of WWE's decisions lately have been bad. But I will give credit where credit is due. There were two great, one great championship match, one great match that involved the champion that was non-title match tonight on SmackDown. I think the United States Championship match and the AJ Styles Andrade Cien Almas match were both great matches, and we need to see more of that on SmackDown every week. But my time's up. Remember, tune in tomorrow night, Militant Marvel Mark Magnum and Ryan Michaels talking about their match this Saturday in Harrison, Ohio. Have a good night, everybody.